But then there is a cute email I received that I want to share with you. A cute email that was properly used to promote the famous pop 7-Up.
我跟你们分享一个我从信件里面得来的，这个信件是 7-Up 七喜的那个广告。
It says 7-Up guaranteed to lift up your day.
他说这个你喝了这一瓶七喜呢，你的一你今天一天都是好过。
The first one is wake up, decide to have a good day. Today is the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
那第一个喜呢，就是说你要正信。决定今天是一个好日子，因为这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
The second up is a dress up, but the best way to dress up is to put on a smile. A smile is an inexpensive way to improve your looks. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
那另外一个起就是新起，就是穿着整齐。那怎么样穿着整齐呢？就是脸上带着微笑，这是最廉价，但是又能让你外表好看。但重要一点就是耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
The third up is shut up, but say nice things. That's what it means. Say nice things and learn to listen. God gave us two ears and one mouth, so He must have meant for us to have to do twice as much listening as talking.
那第三点呢，就是说少说闲话，讲好听的，而且学习听，因为上帝给我们两个耳一张嘴，那就是说要我们多听少讲。
Bible says he who guards his lips guards his soul, and also it says gossip betrays confidence, avoid men who talk too much.
那圣经里面教导我们说谨守口的得保生命，大张嘴的必之败亡。然后另外一次说往来传舍的泄露密事，大张嘴的不可与他结交。
The fourth up is stand up.For what you believe in, stand for something, you will fall for anything. Stand for something, or you will fall for anything. Let us not be weary in doing good, for that at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have an opportunity, let us do good.
那第四点呢，就是立场坚定。你相信的是什么，你就要坚定。圣经里面教导我们说我们行善不可擅自，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成，所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家人更当这样。
The fifth step is to look up. Look up to the Lord. I can do everything through Christ who strengthened me.
那第五点就是说向上看，向上看谁呢，就是看主，因为我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
The sixth step is to reach up. To reach up for something higherTrust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path.
那第六个就是说向上盼望，盼望什么？盼望那更高的，就是我们要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
She's so good. The seventh up is to lift up.To lift up your prayers, do not worry about anything, but instead pray about everything. Lift up everything to the Lord.
那第最后一个起呢，就是向上求。求什么？我们祷告就是应当一无挂虑，只要凡事皆作祈求、祷告和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
One of the first English phrases that I learned long, long ago, which I still remember today, is the ups and the downs.
那我记得我刚来美国的时候学了一个英语，就是说顺境跟逆境，就是有好有坏。
And the old saying says everybody has his ups and downs.
那就是我们每一个人的生活，我们就是有起有升的时候。
Which means that there are good times and there are bad times in our lives.
就在我们一生当中，我们有经过好的，也有坏的，顺境跟逆境。
You know, some people would say there are ups in my lives and there are downs in my lives.
那有些人可能有时候就说我一生中现在都是好的时候，那有时候我们也有低潮的时候。
The phrase ups and downs also could mean advantages versus disadvantages. Like, there is ups and downs in my job.
那这些好处跟坏处也可能说你可能有什么利益或者是没有利益，就是说你工作上也可以这么讲。
But the real question is, who is in charge of the ups and downs?
但是重要一个问题就是说谁在掌管你的高低。
God is.When we are down to nothing, God is up to something.
那就是掌管者就是耶稣基督。当我们在低处的时候，神就是有他所要在我们身上运行的。
This is just the appetizer of the sermon today.
这个今天只是我们早上讲到信息的头盘。
For those that have find out where the scripture reading is, it's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21.
今天早上的经节是在以弗所书三章十四到二十一节。
Now we cannot read the whole book of Esther, which is what I encourage each of you read.
那我们今天没时间念以斯帖全部的经节。
But the message today centers around the whole book of Esther.
今天早上我们主要的信息就是在以斯帖这一本圣经上。
In fact, this Sunday and the next two Sundays, all the topics will center around the book of Esther. So those that do not know yet, continue to read this book.The entire book of Esther, like we did about five or six months ago through the book of Nehemiah.
那接下来两三个星期呢，我们的主题都是集中于以斯帖，所以你们如果今天没有机会的话，回去这两个星期之内把以斯帖这本圣经全部念完，就像前五六个星期我们念尼希米记一样。
And here is the scriptures that we are going to read today. Those that have opened up to the Bible and find the Ephesians 3, 14 through 16, would you stand in honor of reading God's words, please?
找到圣经，你们大家起立，以弗所书第三章十四到二十一节。
For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom in whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of these glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being.So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep in the love of Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us,To him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
我们一起用中文来念。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的名家都是从他得名，求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能与和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等广阔高深。并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，并叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能仗着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永远永远。阿门。
阿门。Lord God, I give you thanks for this message this morning.
天父，我们感谢你将要给我们的信息。
For your precious, precious words.
因为这是你宝贵宝贵的话语。
The words that we just read a moment ago, Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, is the prayer that we would need to desire in each of our hearts.
刚刚我们念到保罗所给以弗所教会的祷告，也是我们大家每个心里有这样的祷告。
And that Lord, your word is powerful. Your word changes lives.
主，我们知道你的话语带有权力，你的话语改变人。
I pray that you will go before us, and as we understand the meaning of the book of Esther from our context in TIBC, O Lord, I pray that you will reveal your will to us.
主啊，当我们了解以斯帖这一本圣经里面的奥秘时候，让我们了解这一本圣经在我们的教会所扮演的一个重要角色。
Help us to understand your words and apply your words in our lives.
让我们学习你的话语，并且得运行你的话语在我们日常生活里。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们祷告是奉主圣名祈求的。
Amen.、
嗯、
This prayer for the Ephesians is truly my prayer for each of you.
这个为以弗所教会的祷告也是我给你们每个人祷告。
And I truly pray for each of you every day.
我真的是每天为你们每一个人代祷。
Like I have committed to you and to God that I, before taking any pulpit, that I will pray at least 3 hours.
就像我跟神委身，也跟你们委身说，当我还没有上台讲信息之前，我一定委身至少三个小时祷告。
Prayer is very important. Prayer is what is really in your heart that you desire for God to accomplish.
祷告是你心里所要神为你成就的一切事。
And this prayer for Ephesians, when I pray this, I mean, let us mean what we pray.
这个以弗所的祷告呢，当我们祷告的时候，我们真的是能了解到其中的意义。
I want to repeat this with an emphasis in those words that I believe that was emphasized.
我要重新重提一下里面所讲的这些重要的字。
It says, "For this reason, I kneeled before the Father."
他说，因此我在父面前屈膝。
When you pray, when you really thirst for God's power and for His words to apply in your lives, you kneel before the Father.
当你真心向神祷告的时候，你就屈膝在他面前。
From whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name, I pray that out of His glorious riches that He may strengthen you through the power, through His Holy Spirit.
他说天上地上的各家都是从他得名求他按着他丰盛的灵荣耀接着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来
My prayer is that God will strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being If you are not strengthened, I am not strengthened
我的祷告是求他按着他丰盛的荣耀接着他的灵叫你心里刚强因为如果你不刚强我也不可能刚强
But the purpose of that prayer is so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith
主要的祷告就是说叫你们的叫基督因你们的信住在你们心里
And I pray that you being rooted and established in love which is what we have even experienced through Mama Ting's story
就像我们借着陈妈妈对我们的爱我们也借着耶稣基督的爱叫我们的爱心有根有基
But that in doing that, we may have power together with all saints. We are a body of Christ. We are together. The strengthening is for the all saints, for this whole body of Christ.
这样刚强起来呢，是为了众圣徒一起。
In order to do what? To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等广阔高深。
My sole purpose, if you will, as your core pastor, is to help you see that width, that length, that height, and that depth of love of Christ for each of us.
我作为你们牧师衷心的一个期望，就是你们能了解到神对你们的爱是何等的广阔高深。
And to know that this love surpasses knowledge, surpasses common sense, surpasses common knowledge.
我并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all that we would ask or imagine.According to His power that is at work within us.
二十节说到，神能照着应许在我们心里大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Without God, I can assure you, you can't do much.
没有神，我可以保证你们不能做许多的事。
But with God, you can always do immeasurably more than all that you ask and all that you would imagine.
但是有了神，我们就能充充足足成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
But when we accomplish something, don't forget, to Him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ through all generations and forever.
但是重要的，当我们所求所想得到的时候，成就的时候，那我们但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永远永远。
God is about to do something great among us. But when we do that, do not forget to give Him all the glory.
神在我们教会当中要运行很多重要的事。当我们成就的时候，我们不要忘记把荣耀归于神。
God gave us a vision to build, and we have shared that vision during our leadership training, and then going onward in many of our meetings.
神给我们这意向就是要我们建坛。我们知道我们这个意向在我们领袖。培训会的时候还有许多的节目上我们都提到
And now actually we have selected an architect and there was a meeting that just took place this past Tuesday
在过去的星期二的时候我们刚选了一位建筑师
And then we are going to soon start a capital stewardship program which we have discussed and talked about
然后呢之后呢我们要筹备一个建堂资金投资会
But in every little thing, here and there, throughout this program, what it requires the most is prayer.
但是不管我们做的每一件大小事情，最重要的就是靠着祷告。
I have prayed for you ceaselessly.
我不断地为你们祷告。
But I will pray that you do the same for me.
我也祈求你们这样能不断地为我祷告。
Prayer is what sustains me in carrying on the ministry and the tool that I use to exhort you.
祷告呢，就让我能支持着神的事工，也是一个工具，让我能使你们提高做神的事工。
In fact, for anyone that comments that there was a good sermon that delivered, I truly have no claim over those because I do lack classical education.
我不敢尊重我的信息是最好的，因为真的是在课堂上，我真的是没有受到这些的训练。
Yet by that full and complete dependence on God, that I was able to deliver message after messages.
但是就因为我存心仰赖于神，这样子我才能不断的跟你们分享信息。
The total dependency upon God is something that we would have to have when we start any building program.
所以当我们要继续任何建造项目的时候，我们必须要存心仰赖着耶稣基督祷告。
It would require a lot of prayers so that He would give us a clear direction and guidance.
我们必须要向他存心存意的祷告，这样他才能指引我们的方向。
And when we do that, at God's appointed time, TIBC will have His own building.
就按照他自己的时间表，我们确定就有一个我们自己的教会。
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
有没有任何事在神来说是不能行的呢？
God has used His word, His people, His circumstances through the Holy Spirit that has shown us it's time for us to do something for His glory, not for us.
神借着他的话语，借着各式的人，还有我们各样的处境，借着圣灵来清清楚楚告诉我们，现在是建坛的时候了。
Now with that, I can move on to the book of Esther. And for those that have read the whole book of Esther, you will have a better grasp of the meaning of this book in the context of TIBC.
那现在我们要接着讲以斯帖记这一本圣经。如果你们已经念过了，你们就更加能了解到其中的意义。
The book of Esther is a prime example where people trust God, depend upon His provision and for His guidance.Found favor in God's eyes through prayer and fasting.
以斯帖这本圣经就是一个很重要例子，让我们看到神人怎么相信神，然后就是存心仰赖在他供应的一切事上，然后在神面前怎么得到神的喜悦，借着祷告还有进士。
It is one of the two books.That name after lady's name. The other one is Ruth.
圣经里面只有两本书是是以女性为名的，就是以斯帖，另外一本就是路德。
But the more unique feature of this book is that the word God is not mentioned anywhere in the entire book.
但是以斯帖记是一本很奇妙的，就是这一本圣经里面呢，神这个字没有被提到。
But His providential.Hands are clearly seen in the lives of Esther and her uncle Mordecai.
但是我们看到这本圣经里面，神供应的手都时时刻刻与以斯帖和莫迪改同在。
The theme of the whole book is a teamwork that shapes a nation.
那这一本圣经主要的主题就是怎么合作。这合作呢，就能使这个国家改变。
But the key words as you peruse throughout the book that you will find are words like humility, the words like interdependence, the words about the fear of God.
这里面有几些重要的句子，就如谦卑啊，互相依赖，敬畏神。
For the benefit of those that have not had a chance to read the whole book, let me quickly review with you the story. This is about a Jewish girl that becomes a queen.
那些还没有念过以斯帖记的，我跟你们稍微介绍一下这一本书。以斯帖呢，它是一个讲到一个犹太女子以斯帖怎么成为皇后。
Esther was a beautiful and intelligent Jewish girl. She was adopted and an orphaned cousin of Mordecai.
那以斯帖呢
？Exile at that time.
她那时候是被放逐的犹太人。她是一位很聪明、很美丽，然后呢，她是由她叔叔抚养长大的。
And one day Esther was commanded to join the harem of the Persian king Xerxes.
以斯帖被召成为亚哈水路王里面的女眷之一。
And he felt the Xerxes or Ahasuerus fell in love with Esther and she became her favorite wife.
那亚哈随路这个王呢，他就爱上以斯帖，然后称她为皇后。
The queen, of course. But Mordecai warned Esther not to reveal that she was a Jewess at that time.
但是莫迪改他的侍女就叫他不要跟人生讲他是一个犹太人。
Then later on, there was in this story, Mordecai uncovered a conspiracy of king's two officials to assassinate the king.
后来莫迪改他发觉到，这国王的两位门人他们有阴谋要谋害这个王。
And so that is part of the story. Then the other part of the story is talking about later in time that the courtier Haman became the king's advisor, and he was elevated and was given a seat of honor higher than any of the other nobles.
那这之后呢，我们看到另外一个人就是哈曼。哈曼他被召举使他高升，他的爵位是超过一切与他同事的一切臣长。
And Ahasuerus ordered everyone. Ahasuerus is Xerxes. It's the same name, okay? Ahasuerus ordered everyone to bow before Haman, but Mordecai refused to bow before any man, infuriating Haman.
那亚哈随路王就给个命令，就是所有的人都该跪拜哈曼。王这样吩咐，但是莫迪改不跪不拜，所以就使这个哈曼生气。
So Haman vowed to destroy not just Mordecai but all Jews.
所以这哈曼呢，他就心里发誓说，他不仅要杀莫迪改，还要杀全族犹太人。
He told Ahasuerus that a certain group of people refused to obey the king or obey the law that the king sets.
他就对这个国王说，他说有一族的人完全不听法律，不听你的命令。
And so Ahasuerus said, Haman, you do whatever you want to do with these people.
那亚哈随路王就跟他说，这些人不听话，你就照你的旨意来行吧。
So then the third part of the story about Haman preparing to slaughter all the Jews.
然后我们看到第三处就讲到哈曼他怎么准备要出山灭这一个犹太族。
And he built a gallows 75 foot for Mordecai.
他为莫迪凯建了一个75丈高的木架。
So learning of these plans, Esther fasted for 3 days, and she asked for her people. Now remember, Esther has not revealed her background as a Jew, but she asked for people to join her in fasting.
当以斯帖皇后知道这一个命令的时候呢，她就禁食祷告。你们那时候应该还知道，她没有跟国王说她是犹太人，所以她也叫做她的百姓犹太人，跟她一起禁食祷告三天三日。
Then she appeared uninvited before Ahasuerus.
然后他就没有受王的呼召而来到王的面前。
Now she took a risk in doing that. She took a risk since anyone who came to the king uninvited could be executed unless he extends his golden scepter.
我们知道他是冒着危险来，因为我们知道当时的皇律就是说，如果没有王的呼召，你不能随意到皇宫里来，除非这国王呢把他的金杖伸出来。
Appeared pleasing to the king, Esther was extended the golden scepter.
神让这个国王呢取悦与以斯帖，所以就把这金杖伸出来。
And so the king offered her to make any request, any petition, they will be given up to her, even half of the kingdom.
那这国王喜悦他，就会对他说，你所要求的是什么？即使是全国的一半土地，我也可以给你。
So the fourth part of this story about Esther pleading for mercy.
然后我们看到第四点，就是看到以斯帖怎么向国王求。
Esther told the king that she and all her people were to be slain.
这以斯帖就告诉国王说，他和他一族人都要被消灭了。
And Esther's plea was to ask that king release the oppression, the annihilation of his people.
他只要求国王说，你不要把我们这一族人给毁灭了，不要给全部给杀了。
She begged Ahasuerus to let her people live.
他就哭着要求国王让他一族人存活。
And so of course Ahasuerus asked who would be doing this terrible thing to the Jewish people.
那亚哈随路王就说，谁出这样的阴谋要杀害全部的犹太人呢？
And Esther replied, the enemy is the wicked Haman.
那这个以斯帖皇后就说，我们的敌人就是这个哈曼。
So the king called his guards who took Haman and hanged him on the gallows that he has prepared for Mordecai.
那国王就下令把这哈曼挂在这个木架上，这木架上本来是为莫迪改而准备的。
Also his sons, his 10 sons were killed.
不仅是哈曼，而且他连同他十个儿子也都被挂在这木架上。
So as a result, the order to kill the Jews was cancelled, and Mordecai became king's advisor.
是因为这样，王没有灭族这个犹太族，反而让高举这莫迪改成为王的宰相。
Notice that throughout the whole book, Esther and Mordecai are known for their spiritual maturity in that they wait on God's timing and direction.
我们看到圣经里面，我们可以清楚看到，以斯帖和莫迪改他们灵命的上的成长成熟，因为他们耐心的等待耶和华的指引和他的时间表。
So as a result, he knows the right timing for Esther to disclose her identity as a Jew.
这样子的话，莫迪改就知道应该以斯帖什么时候告知王说他是犹太人。
Making her request to save her people and to denounce Haman.
然后向神，向这个国王呼求他的，他的要求，然后灭了哈曼一家人。
My question to you is, who is the Haman of today?
那我今天问题就是说，你们心里的哈曼这个仇敌是谁呢？
Who is the Haman in our lives today?
今天我们生命里的哈曼这个仇敌是谁？
It could be different things in different people's lives.
在我们生命里，我们每一个人的哈曼这个敌人是不一样的。
But the topic that I'm going to talk about today is debt, D-E-B-T.
但是因为我要跟你们讲的这个主要的词就是债。
There are studies after studies that have revealed over more than 50% of the divorces of family breakup that are due to money problems.
我们看到很多统计告诉我们，离婚原因一半以上的原因就是因为金钱上的问题。
And if we were going to do a survey today, right here this morning, how many of you would be honest enough to say that most of the problems in our lives are probably due to the money problem?
那如果说我们今天有做一个调查的话，你们中间有几个能诚实的说，这钱是万恶之根，这钱使你的生命里有问题呢？
When we talk about money problem, one of the often most easiest and biggest complaint is, I don't make enough money.
我们知道最大的抗议，我们时常听到就是说，哎，我钱赚的不多，不够。
And I have heard people that make minimum wages of $5.75 say that, and I heard people that make $50 an hour and say the same thing.
我听到人赚五块七毛五一个小时这么讲，然后也看到人赚五十块钱的也这么讲。
But the fact is that many people make more money than they have ever made in their lives today.
但是现实告诉我们，今天很多社会人士所赚的钱是他们一生里面可能还没有赚这么多过的。
The problem is not lack of a problem, lack of money. The problem is lack of money management.
问题不是说你缺钱，而是不知道你怎么管用这钱。
Unfortunately, the social trend, the society, this credit history of the society is causing our personal preferences to be difficult to be made.
很不幸的，现今社会的趋向就是信用社会，让我们不能知道了解我们个人喜欢的是什么。
What I mean by that is this, and let me take a personal example for you. Today,Every single day in one day, I make more money than I did 10 years ago in China for the whole month.
我给大家举个举例，今天我一天得来的工资，十年前当我在国内一个月之内还赚不到的。
But in China, I never would have to worry about one day I'll be in debt.
但是在国内我从来不忧虑说有一天我会欠债。
That was a foreign concept for me.
在国内呢，我们没有债这一个词。
But the more I make money, the more debt I'm into.
但现今我们赚很多钱，但是呢，我反而觉得我的债欠的越多。
And you can identify with me in this American society.
你们跟我同样在美国这社会有这样同感。
The concept, ironically, when we think about this, we think, is debt then a sin?
那我们就说，哎。有债是不是一种罪呢？
That is not a sin.
债不是一种罪。
Like money is not sin.
就像钱本身是中性的，没有罪恶。
I mean even sex is not sin if it is preserved within the marriage.
就像在婚姻之内的性行为也是规矩的，规正的。
Money is not a sin so long as it's not causing you to lose focus and that you become obsessed in pursuing money and that instead of pursuing God.
这罪呢本罪本身是没罪的，但是呢如果你存心存意就是靠就是想要得到更多钱的时候，这样子你就犯罪了。
That is not a sin, and you can be on debt, but you don't want the debt to be to a point where you lose focus on the importance of family and the importance of God in your life.
这债也不是说不好的，但是如果它管制了你的生命你的家庭的话，那就是不好。
So if you as a family you're in that situation, regardless of how bad your finances get, the answer is not to bail out of that relationship like many people have done and running away from the problem, or even worse is to blame God for not providing and putting you in debt.
今天不管你的经济情况是怎么样，主要的问题就是说你不要逃避现实，不要逃避这些问题，更重要的就是说你不要冤枉神。
Our family should be made out of unconditional love and acceptance.
我们家庭重要的应该是要接受无条件的爱。
In other words, it doesn't matter how bad it gets, like the vow that you have said during your marriage, better or for worse in health or in sickness, for rich or for poor, until the death or debt in this case do us apart.
就像我们结婚的时候我们这样的誓言，我们就是说不管我们是好是坏，或者是健康或者是病痛的时候，或者是我们富足或者是贫穷的时候，我们同在一起直到死，或者在这个今天这个星期天我们说直到这个债让我们分开。
But in other words, we started in this together, so we will work through this problem together with the help of God.
就是我们从开始一起我们就借着神的话语让我们能经过这一切的磨练。
And so when this is done, when everything is said and done, then we would know that God is in it and God will help you.
所以当一切完成的时候，我们就知道神是在我们当中运行。
The obstacles of getting away from that, of not seeing the ability to take care of the debt issue are those frightful things that you see when you take your eyes off the goals.
当你把你的眼目转中把你的焦点往这个你的人生方向移开的时候，你就能受到很多的挫败。
So what is our goal then today? What is our petition and our request?
那我们今天我们人生目标我们的要求是什么呢？
Ever since we started out on making a commitment to move a step and step closer to the building program, there are more and stronger voices about a debt-free building.
当我们一步一步向我们建堂基金建堂项目我们举行的时候，我们有个要求，就是说我们的教会建成之后是一个没有欠债的一个教会。
Although I have clearly seen in God's provision and His promise for us to have the building, but we have not yet seen His provision for a debt-free building.
虽然我们看到神在我们当中运行，但是我们还没有看到他的供应，就是让我们有这样一个父亲的一个教堂。
But I believe that a desire to have a debt-free building is desirable in the eye of God.
但是如果我们有这样的愿望，我们相信这个愿望也是蒙神悦纳的。
And that if God willing, He continued to reveal us signs after signs that He would promise us what He has promised.
如果是神的意思，我们知道他会借助很多的事情的发生来告诉我们。
But today my Esther plead was that He relieve us from the burden of debt from the families.
但是今天我接着以斯帖的要求，我的要求就是说神能把我们家庭里的一些债款能让我们得到释放。
I remember the first day that the lady among the prayer meeting that mentioned about this need for a debt-free building, my first answer to her was, how can I care about a debt-free church without caring for debt-free families?
那我记得在一次祷告会上，有位姐妹说，我们教堂建堂的时候，我们必须要付清一切。但是我就心里说，我怎么能供应能有一个不欠债的一个教会？如果我的家庭、我的会友们都是每个人的家庭都是欠债的呢？
Ever since then, I have prayed for debt-free families in this church.
自从那一次开始之后，我就每天祷告，希望神借助家庭里我们能有着多余的金钱，能不欠债的时候。
As a pastor, I care for the people, the families. I don't care about the building.
作为一个牧师，我最关心的就是我们的会友，而不是一个建筑物。
The building in itself as a building, even like Solomon says, when he built that very magnificent building, he says even this heaven, the highest heaven, cannot contain you, God. That building cannot contain God.
但是我们知道，就像所罗门王建坛的时候，我们看到他建的多么一个归还的教堂，但是这个教堂呢，并不能完全代表神。
But this building, each of us, who are God's children, whose heart is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, can contain God.
但是知道我们心里如果是一个心灵的话，我们可以让神住在我们心里，这样我们就能让神得到满足。
And so my desire is that each of us would be pursuing for a debt-free families in this church.
所以我的愿望是我们教会里每个会友在不久的将来，我们的所欠的一切债都能付清。
Financial freedom is oftentimes the result of many capital stewardship programs.
我们知道，我们如果能还清一切的债，有重要的就是我们怎么掌握我们的基金，我们的金钱。
Our God is a God that gives.
我们的神是一个施舍的神。
What will please the king in the story of Esther will bring him to a meal.
就像圣经里面说到，这个亚哈水路王怎么喜悦以斯帖来到这他所设的喜宴上，照样的神也会来到我们所设的喜宴上。
What pleases God will be to bring people to a prayer meeting where people feast on God's words and on His promises.
最重要的就是我们能够来到教会里来祷告会，这样子我们就能从神的话语上得到粮食。
Down in my heart, in my very heart, deep.Depth of my heart is to pray for 10 families to be debt-free in 10 years.
在我内心深处呢，我有这样一个愿望，就是在十年之内呢，我们有十个教会能免于一切的债。
十个家庭。
十个家庭。
I mean all bills paid, including the house payment.
就是把一切的债都付清，还有你的贷款房子贷款也都付清。
This is impossible for me, for any one of us in this society, but it's what is impossible that will please God.
在我们当今社会，可能说这是不可能的，十年之内。但是如果是神允许的话，一切都能行。
But the only thing that God really truly desires is that you, as a family who is committed to this, would join this prayer meeting, pursuing His will and His way.
但是如果你们委身这样子一个家庭委身的话，就是说你们来到教会里，来到这个祷告会。
It's not much if you, as a couple.That comes two times in a month, or if you come, can only one by one times. That you come each week, one of you.
我们在家庭里很多夫妻，如果说你一个星期只能来一次的话，那一个月也就两次，并不多。
You know, last time when I asked you to read the book of Nehemiah, and many of you know that Nehemiah was known as a person, as a strong leader that rebuilt the wall for God.
我们看到这个前几个月我们念到米西米记，我们看到他怎么重建的耶路撒冷的城墙。
But few people probably know that he is the kind of leader that cares for the poor and helps the poor.
但是我们很少人知道他怎么关心这些贫穷的人。
Every building program, as it was for Nehemiah, at that time was an exciting time when people experienced God's blessings.
建堂的时候，就像你心里一样的，哦，那时候你就能亲身体验到神给你的祝福。
You know, most of us would think that capital stewardship program is just another euphemistic way of saying, you know, fundraising or giving away money.
我们每次讲到说建堂基金投资的时候，我们就说很婉转的另外一个就是说你向人家要钱嘛。
The man we assure you that the understanding of it should be the exact opposite.
但是我向你们保证，这个内容应该是其实跟向人家要钱应该是正反相反的。
Capital stewardship, if run correctly, is for people to take, T-A-K-E.
如果说这个头目基金这个筹备会如果讲得清楚一点，就是要让你领受什么呢？
Take what most people would say is taking out of the checkbook.
那人说你拿出来，你接受，那你拿出支票。
No, it's to take on the promises of God.
不是的，不是说叫你从身上掏出你的支票，而是说叫你领受神的应许。
I want to give you three easy steps of challenging the families to be debt-free.
我给你三个简单的步骤，让你们给你们一个这样一个挑战，让你们家庭能没有一些的债务。
It's so easy, it's just ABC.
很简单的，就是 ABC 三个字。
A stands for acknowledge. Acknowledge that you are in debt.
A 那就是承认你在债中。
If you feel comfortable with debt and you feel comfortable living in debt, then this lesson is not for you.
如果你觉得你在欠债，你在这个欠债的环境当中，你觉得很舒服的话，那今天的这个信息就不是给你了。
But you must know that God is a debt canceling God.
但是你必须知道，我们的神是一个免债的。
We would rather turn to the world for solution in our personal finance.Thinking that God may not be big enough. This society is just impossible. You have to be in debt to do things.
为什么我们在金钱方面我们不依靠神呢？是依靠的世俗的给我们的智慧呢？我们认为神是不能行吗？
In the book of Nehemiah chapter 5, it's recorded that there are people that are saying, we are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine.
就像尼希米记第五章第三节里面说，有的说我们垫了田地、葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥。
And still others were saying, oh, we have to borrow money to pay the king's tax on our fields and our vineyards.
有的说我们已经只做田地、葡萄园，借了钱给王纳税。
And yes, it is true. We have to mortgage our house, and we have to pay taxes. We have to do all the things. We have to care for our own family.
我们知道这也是真的。我们必须有房子贷款，我们要付税，我们必须要照顾我们的家庭。
But God wouldn't have asked you to give unless He has already given you.
但是如果他没有给你的话，他不会向你要求的。
That's the whole secret of the kingdom of this heaven, the God of Almighty God.
这就是万能之主，他这一个天国的奥妙。
He gives you everything that you need as a family.
作为一个家庭，他供应你一切所需要的。
But then what he demands is that 10%. But it's not just any 10%. It's the first 10%, the first fruits of the field.
但是他所要求你付给回来的就是10%的的奉献。
B is to break your bondage of sin.
那 B 呢这个词就代表在罪里的释放。
You must speak as if you are getting ready to.Get out of debt.
你的行动话语就必须表示，就是说你相信你是要把一切债务给付清的。
And you can do that by answering the altar call today, or making a commitment to the Lord that I want to join you and seek your blessings.
就像如我们待会有付账的时候，你可以跟神委身说，我愿意按照你的应许来行。
As Mark 11:23 says, I tell you the truth, anyone says to this mountain, go throw it to yourselves into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it will be done to you.
就像马可福音第十一章二十三节里面说，我实在告诉你们，如果无何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Removal of our debt in our lives may be like a mountain to you today, but trust that God does it when He bless you. It will be moved less easy as a mountain in the sea.
就像你如果心里相信说神能把你的一切债给付清了的话，就像这一座山一样，如果说你有信心的话，这一座山就是那么容易的被投在海里。
C is to cut the root of that debt.
那C呢就是说把这个债的根给除掉。
God sees the church as a body, not just an individual family.
神看一个教会是一个家庭，而不是一个单单的一个人。
God look at his people as a family, as a body.
神看他每一位百姓，每一位子民就像是一家人一样。
YetAs a body of believers, we share identical faith in Jesus Christ.
作为一家之体呢，我们知道我们跟神的信仰，我们对每个信徒的之间的信仰，我们都是同意的。
But it does not seem to be the case even among the families of Christian believers. In the Journal of the Southern Baptist Church, included in the year 2001 report, it says that the year's most intriguing finding, with the seven most controversial statistics category, it says this.
我们知道即使在一个家庭里面我们的信仰应该是专业的但是我们看到有很多不同的、统计就像、南美浸信会里面所发表的七个里面最、最有、不同意的一个统计这么说
最有争议的问题哈哈。Although one-third of all of the born-again Christians or adults claim to tithe their income, only 12% actually do so.
我们看到就是说一些重新、信徒呢、他们说、有一份、三分之一的人说他们有实际奉献实际上只有12%的人有这么做。
And if only 12% lay hold of that root of blessings, and 88% of that blessings are withheld from heaven.
如果就这么一点点的人数，我们看到只有12%的恩典是从神那里而来，那其他的88%神就没有供应给教会的会友了。
We as a body of believers share that same belief in tithing.
我们作为一个教会的肢体，我们相信我们的十一奉献也是我们之间一个普通的一个最基本的一个信仰。
And there among you may be some people that do not yet believe in God.
那我们但是有些人可能还没有相信神。
I tell you, for those that truly believe in God, you will see that tithing is not about giving.
如果你是真心相信神的话，你知道这十一奉献并不是说真的是奉献。
Tithing is about taking.
十一奉献就是说你接受。
God will always give you more and immeasurably more than you will ask and imagine, and all that He asks is demand that obedience to Him.
我们知道，如果说你真的顺服神，你十一奉献的，我们可以看到他在我们所行的一切事上，是我们超过我们所想所要的。
I don't know how can I better explain to you the secrets of this tithing and giving in the kingdom concept.
我不知道怎么借着神的国度这样的一个奥秘来跟你们。清清楚楚解释到这个十一奉献的重要。
But I can assure you, the more you give, it's because the more you have taken from the blessings of God.
你能给的更多，就是因为神在你身上，赐福给你的更是越多。
And the less obedience you are to God in doing the area, the more blessings will be withheld from the heaven to the body of believers.
如果你不顺服神的话，不按照他旨意而行的话，我可以保证这些神所要给你的福分呢，他就已经收存起来了。
Heavenly Stewardship Program is a confirmation that God is getting ready to release that window of blessings to us and pour down blessings that we wouldn't believe and we couldn't have room enough for it.
我们知道我们如果在这个基金上我们管理得好的话我们知道神怎么敞开天上的窗户赐给我们一切所要的而且是充充满满超过我们 所要所想的
Is that rebuilding possible?
有一个、不欠债的一个教堂是不是可能的呢
I can guarantee you it's possible if we all are obedient to his words
这个父亲的一个教堂 有这样的一个教堂我们是可行的如果我们对神是顺服的
And he has so much blessings in store for you to take and not to give
他有这么多的福分给你让你接收而不是单单让你、付出
At time of invitation let me tell you this today is God getting ready to lift you up from the sin
今天我们呼召的时候我们可以清楚看到神是要怎么让你在这个债里、得到、高举
He is going to allow you to get rid of the things that are pushing you further away from him
他要在你心里那些能让你远离神的这些 所做的一切、思想或者是金钱上的问题他能让你解除这些烦恼
Satan is very cunning, just like Haman is, trying to take away all of the Jews.
我们知道魔鬼是很狡猾的，就像这哈曼，他要怎么除灭这纯属的犹太人。
Debt in the American society is taking away a lot of believers, a lot of families away from the blessing that God has for them.
我们在当今美国社会里面，就因为这个一个债字，让很多家庭远离了神。
God is in the business of giving, is in the business of providing for your family.
神他是要供应给你们的。
But we need to be on guard and we need to be alert that we must destroy Haman's conspiracy against each of the family.
但是我们必须要小心要谨慎怎么能打倒这哈曼他的阴谋。
Watch for that that's becoming Haman that's bringing you down.
如果说你这个债能让你远离神的话那你就必须要谨慎。